Heavenly Father, as we come together this morning, as we want to grow in you, as we want to seek your face to be more like you, Lord, I pray that everything that I say this morning, if it is of you, that you would write it in our hearts and minds. If it is not of you, that you would help us to forget it, but not be too disappointed that the waste of time this morning will have been as a result. Amen. Yeah, okay. All right, God, I get the message. Stop putting yourself down. All right, okay. Do you know what the Greek word for time is? The Greek word for time. Okay, chronos. Okay, chronos is one of them. There is another word. Do you know what the other Greek word for time is? Okay, it's kairos. Chronos and kairos. Kairos and chronos. Chronos is the straight line. Is you start at the beginning, you work your way through, and you get to the end. Yep, do you want to throw up the first picture? Hopefully, somewhere on that journey, there is salvation, and then, you know, you get to heaven, don't you? And we think of time as being linear. We move from the past through the present into the future, and that's the way it is. Because that's the way that we're kind of geared. We think of yesterday, today, tomorrow, all of our stuff. Thank you, Albert. All of our stuff is geared around that movement of time. We talk about going on journeys. We start a journey at the beginning, we go on the road, we get to the end, and then we've completed our journey. But I would like to say, but the kairos is the view of time is slightly different. For those of you who've been grown up in a computer era, it's more digital. All right? Kairos are the moments in time which are important. So we can all think about specific moments. Can't you just have a think for a moment? Think back. What have been specific moments in time where something significant has happened to you? It might be that you were involved in a car accident. Where's he gone? What? He's gone for a run. Okay. It might be that you got married. It might be that you had a birthday, Shannon. Yeah? What? No, Albert, no. Okay. There, we have all had significant moments in time, haven't we? And there's a lot of theology, a lot of thinking that are based around how we actually understand those moments. Some of the moments are good, like celebration moments, and some of those moments are bad. Or at least in our understanding, they're bad, like having a car accident. Yeah? You can do that. Yay! I was just saying that we all have moments in time, on our journey through time, and some of those moments are good and some of them are bad. Some of them are like having a car accident. And then you weren't here and I looked over there and he's not here! But he's back. All right. And what I want to teach you this morning, what I want you to help you understand, is something called the circle of life. You've probably heard of it. It's been made of films made out of it and a song's made out of it. Yeah, it's not that circle of life. Okay. Call it the Kairos circle or the circle of life. If you look up, if you've got computers or at home or you Google 3DM, who are the organization who actually published this idea, and the circle of life, you will get all sorts of stuff on it, including what I'm going to be telling you this morning. But basically, the circle of life is a way of thinking about those kairos moments in order for us to grow as disciples. And I'd like to start off by saying that, I started doing this kind of reflection process, which I'm going to be talking to you about in a minute, very early on in my Christian life, and it is probably the single most significant and important tool that I have in my growth as a Christian. That says something, doesn't it? Okay? So bear with. It may seem a little bit complicated. It may seem a little bit kind of artificial, but I can justify pretty much all of it from Scripture if you really want me to. If you think about our journey, we go along the journey, and somewhere on there, there will be Kairos moments. Moments where heaven and earth intersect, where something happens, and it may be that God is doing something in those moments, and we need to look for what God is doing in those individual moments. And I want to help you this morning to think about a way of looking at what God is doing. Do you want to bring up the next slide? That is your Kairos moment. Okay? Now, when I first became a Christian, the Kairos moments happened. It's an X, no, you know. The Kairos moments used to be happen maybe once a year, once every couple of years. And I found that as I have grown as a Christian, that actually the Kairos moments have become more frequent. There are more frequent moments where I have noticed that God is interacting with me. You may have, you know, it could be a Kairos moment, could be a, something as simple as a word of Scripture leaping out at you, or it could be as tragic as a car accident. But they are all moments that we can actually then ask ourselves a question is, well, two questions in fact. What is God doing in this moment in my life? And what am I going to do as a result of what God is doing? Okay? One side of the circle is the question, what is God doing? Well, how does this affect me in my relationship with God? Where is God in this event? What's going on? And the second half of the circle is, how do I respond to what God is doing? How can I that make a difference in my life? Now, if I asked you about the process of salvation, almost all of you, I hope, would say something along the lines, well, you've got to repent and believe. Yeah? Would you kind of, you turn away from your sins, you turn away from the bad things in the world, you turn away from the stuff that separates us from God, and you believe, and you put your trust in God, and you have faith, and you move on into that. And that is, if you like, the Kairos moment that equates with salvation. Okay? Yeah, you with me still? So the moment of salvation is a Kairos moment, a moment where God intervened in your life and something changed. You turned away from sin, you turned away from the past, you turned away from the stuff that separates you, and you put your faith and trust in God. Now what I'm suggesting is that God actually intervenes in your life over and over again. And over again, we need to look at what God is doing in it, i.e. this bit, which let's call it repentance. Okay, and I'll unpack that in a moment. And then we end up with belief. Do you want to put the next one up? Now, let's break down into nitty-gritty. The first thing that you need to think about when you have one of these moments is that you need to observe. You need to think, what is actually going on here? Again, that was fairly obvious in your case, but sometimes it's not so obvious. Sometimes it could be that you get a nudge about someone sitting next to you on the bus. That could be a Kairos moment. Could be that you're reading a passage of Scripture and you don't understand it, but you really think God wants to say something through it to you, but you're not quite sure how to engage with it. We are going, you see, when Jesus taught his disciples, he taught them some important stuff about time. Let me read to you a passage of Scripture. Let me see if I can find the right passage of Scripture, or actually, I'll let you read it, in fact. Would somebody like to find Mark's Gospel for me? Just two verses. Verses 14 and 15. Anybody? Who's going to come up with that first? Mark's Gospel, verses 14 and 15. Mark, sorry, chapter 1. That helps, doesn't it? Chapter 1, 14 and 15. chapter 1, oh no, the whole of verses, chapter 4, no, no, verse, chapter 1, verses 14 and 15.
Yeah, got it.
All right, Anne, do you want to shout it out?
Later on, after John was arrested by Herod Antipas, Jesus went to Galilee to preach God's good news. At last, the time has come, he announced. The kingdom of God is near. Turn from your sin and believe this good news.
That's it. That should be it. Yep, okay. The time has come.